And you're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. And you should be listening to Ragtime right now. We're waiting for Jack to come in. So he'll be here momentarily. So I might as well just tell you who I just played. It was Lucinda Williams with Change the Tracks Underneath My Train, or Change the Locks. Sorry, same, you know, it's off of her album. What was it called? Lucinda Williams, her first album. Before that, we had one of her first albums, her first maybe commercially released album or major label released album. Because she had one before that that was really, or a few actually. So her first singer-songwriter album, I guess you could say that. Before that, we heard from Fred Eagle Smith. It's a tune called Careless. Oh, good, the phone is ringing. So hopefully that's Jack. It's a tune called, it's called Careless, and it's off of Cha Cha Cha. And if you remember him doing it on David Letterman a while back, he played Letterman and then went to the rodeo bar to make $400 that night. Yes. So cool. Anyhow, before that, Chris Steele and Michael Daves, Sleep With One Eye Open, off their album Sleep With One Eye Open. And then we had some of the lovely Shovels and Rope with their version of Pretty Polly, which was really cool. And to top it all off, we had some Richard Thompson with Walking on Wire, off of his Acoustic Classics album and Treachery, Kirsty McCall off of her Tropical Brainstorm album. And up next, we have some Jim Lauderdale here on KGNU.
It's a trap. It's a trap. No matter what you do, don't fall for that. It's a trap. Mouse and cat. In the corner now, you'd better watch your back. Don't take the bait that makes it so you can't escape the maze from where your fate will be in doubt. No, nothing sentimental about those tempting empty situations where there's no way out. It's a trap. It's a trap. And I hate have to see you feel the zap.
And we have found the Ragtime America program for tonight. Sorry about that. I just didn't know. No one told me. So here it is on KGNU.
Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded Ragtime this evening. And tonight, in honor of Black History Month, we are celebrating the birthday and the music of Ubi Blake. Who better to emphasize the progress that black musicians made in the 20th century than James Hubert Blake. Born in Baltimore, Maryland, February 7th, 1883. He lived to be 100 years old. Died in Brooklyn, New York, February 12th, 1983. Started with organ lessons at age 6, piano at age 7, and actually went to playing in the sporting houses of Baltimore, where he learned the latest rags as an adolescent. He began to compose early on. Charleston Rag was composed in 1899, but he wrote ballads and waltzes as well. Began a professional career in 1901 as a dancer and accompanist in a medicine show. Well, Ubi Blake met singer and lyricist Noble Sissel, on May 15th, 1915 in Baltimore, and that was the start of a lasting partnership as both songwriters and as the Dixie Duo, headliners in vaudeville. In 1921, their team had the first Broadway musical produced at 63rd Street Theater called Shuffle Along. The success of this show gave other black songwriters a chance to write for Broadway. Throughout the 20s and early 30s, they wrote many such shows, both in New York and London. During World War II, he toured with the USO. With the Ragtime Revival, he came out of retirement and to record, starting in 1951, and from 1971 until his death, to perform at ragtime and jazz festivals around the world. He frequently appeared on radio and television, making him familiar to a lot of folks who remember him today. Formed his own record publishing company, etc., etc. It just goes on and on and on. So we're featuring the music, and I'm going to be playing what I call my personal favorites of Ube Blake. Starting in, 1911 with a piece called The Chevy Chase. And here is the piano duo of John Arpin and Catherine Wilson. Right. Well, following the heels of Chevy Chase, we have Fizzwater from 1911. It's a one-step, and it'll be played tonight on a special recording by a Richter band organ, a mechanical musical instrument that was built in the late 19th or early 20th century and restored. So here we go. Well, I've seen a picture of that organ, and it's huge. It must be great to stand right in front of it, watch the moving parts, and listen to that outstanding song. Okay, moving on now, we come to the Charleston Rag, and I'm quoting from Jason and Tishner here when they say, "One of the uniquely original rags and one of the most important in the entire ragtime repertoire. No part of it was ever used by anyone, including Ubi, who has reused others of his work, much as Mozart did. This work is brilliantly inspired, and the walking bass in combination with the ambitious syncopation in the A section was truly innovative in 1899 when he composed it." So here, with a great version, is Scott Kirby.
Thank you.
Well, here are two more that look like they might be related. I'm not sure that they are. The first one is called Poor Jimmy Green, which was written in 1969. And the second one is called Poor Katie Red, which was written in 1910. The first one, Poor Jimmy Green, we're going to get Yubi himself to play this from an album he recorded called The 86 Years of Yubi Blake, recorded, of course, when he was 86. And the second one, Poor Katie Red, will be played by Morten Gunnar Larsen.
Thank you. mess around. Now, let me get it right now. I was at the Goldfield. It must be, it's got to be after 1907. I wrote about 1908 or 1909, called Tricky Fingers. Huey Wolfert used to play this after I taught it to him. He was my competitor, you know, see? Great piano player. And I'll play Tricky Fingers now. Okay, here I go. Thank you.
Well, let's take a little time away from these hot piano numbers and turn to some of the great songs that Yubi has created over the years with help from great lyricists along the way. Here from 1921 and from that historic Broadway show, Shuffle Along, is a piece called I'm Just Wild About Harry. Music by Yubi Blake, lyrics by Noble Sissel. This piece was adopted for Harry Truman's campaign. Anyway, here's Jim Hessian on piano and Martha Hessian on vocals for I'm Just Wild About Harry.
There's just one fellow for me in this world. Harry's his name, that's what I claim. And for every fellow there must be a girl. I found my mate by kindness of fate. Oh, I'm just wild about Harry, and Harry's wild about me. His kisses fill me with ecstasy. He's sweet, just like chocolate candy, and just like honey from the bees. Oh, I'm just wild about Harry, and Harry's wild about, cannot live without. Harry's wild about. Harry, and Harry's wild about me. The heavenly blisses of his kisses fill me with ecstasy. He's sweet, just like chocolate candy, and just like honey from the bees. Oh, I'm just wild about Harry, and Harry's wild about, cannot live without. Harry's wild about me. Just like chocolate candy, and just like honey from the bees. Oh, I'm just wild about Harry, and Harry's wild about, cannot live without. Harry's wild about me.
I think not everybody realizes that I'm Just Wild About Harry was actually written as a waltz. People who play it these days have turned it into a 4-4 type rhythm. But Jim started out on the piano with waltz tempo because that's what Yubi wrote. Okay, from 1930 in another Broadway show, we come to probably his best-known vocal composition, Memories of You, certainly my favorite. This was written by Yubi Blake instrumental and Andy Razaf with lyrics, sorry. So here is my favorite rendition of it too, Ophelia Ragtime Orchestra. Thank you. Next is a song that pays homage to the jukebox jukebox generation, excuse me. From the 1940s, I'd Give a Dollar for a Dime. Music by Yubi, lyrics by Andy Razaf. Here is Terry Waldo on vocals and piano, backed up by the Bo Grumpus Trio.
That little jukebox right over there, it's like a magic key, for it can take me anywhere on wings of memories. I'd give a dollar for a dime. I've got to hear that record play again. Turn love's December into May again. Bring me a thrill just one more time. I'd give a dollar for a dime. I've got to hear that sweet refrain again. That carries me down lover's lane again. Back when the world was on run. Seems that song was written for us. Every word and note has charm. Our two hearts would join the chorus as I held you in my arms. I'd give a dollar for a dime. My aching heart is on my sleeve again. To close my eyes and make believe again. I'd give a dollar for a dime. To play that record one more time.
Let's dip back into that Shuffle Along Broadway piece for one more vocal here. From 1921, Love Will Find a Way. Music by Eubie, lyrics by Noble Sissel. And let's get the Ophelia Ragtime Orchestra back for an encore.
Thank you.
Well, I must be showing my age. I could swear that last time I listened to that, it had a vocal track, but it's a beautiful melody anyway. Love will find a way. Well, we'll go out with a reprise of I'm Just Wild About Harry as an instrumental. This is Jack Rummel saying thanks very much for joining us on Ragtime America this evening as we have saluted the music and the contribution to black history that was made by James Hubert Blake, UB Blake, 100 years old. My goodness gracious, what a what a feat that was. So happy birthday to UB on February 7th. And I do hope you'll come back and join us again for some more recorded ragtime on another Thursday evening. And now here is the Amherst Saxophone Quartet with their short version of I'm Just Wild About Harry.
This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Support comes from Destination Freedom, a live radio drama series presenting Enrique's Journey, Part 3 and 4, based on the novel by Sonia Nazario. The performance will take place February 22nd and be followed by a community conversation. More information at suteatro.org.
Well, good evening and welcome to The Swing Shift. It's George C. Be with you for an hour for the swing music. Big thanks to Jack Rummel for Ragtime. Beautiful show, as always. Swing Shift now for an hour and then Jazz Lives for two. I'll be doing that as well from 10 to midnight. Then at midnight, Keith is in for Sleepless Nights and Anne is in for Restless Mornings. So fully staffed all night. Please keep it locked here to your community radio station, KGNU. This is The Swing Shift.